We're back here on the Mackey Motors at pregame here on Kick 106.7. Let's talk a little South Central Calhoun football. Brian Case, now the head coach, is joining us. And, Coach, it's good to be in week one. It's good to catch up with you. How's things going?
Boy, it's time to get back on the field. You know, we're excited about that. And I think the kids are excited about it. The community members are excited about it. And it's just time.
Coach, we chatted last week a little bit with the preseason interview. How did prep go this week? Because it's got to be a different mentality probably from the preseason stuff to all of a sudden game week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, at the same time, when you're looking at an opponent that has a brand new coaching staff and you're looking at a new offense, defense, special teams, things like that, and you don't know what to expect, it makes it even that much more difficult. You know, Kemper's going to come in here, and they've got a great program over there, and you carry on a lot of tradition within that program. So we know we're going to have our hands full with these guys. As far as we're concerned, we don't know what to expect, so we just kind of have to prepare for absolutely everything in every phase of the game. And then we just got to be able to adjust and just kind of play our game, you know, when you're on the field that way. But we had a decent practice on Wednesday. I think on Tuesday we kind of always have a little lull there when you're trying to implement some different things here and there. It's actually our first full week of practice as well, so we always know we're going to have a little bit of a lull when you go to the full days of in school as well. So it's been interesting. You know, I think that our kids are going to be ready and prepared for Friday night, but only time will tell.
Coach, as far as this game with Kemper, huge rivalry. It's grown to that over the years. Does that add any extra fire in this opening week?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think it has grown into a rivalry-type game. You know, initially, I mean, we weren't rivals. We had never played each other before. But then over the last 10 years, we've pretty much played each other every year. And I think that we're on the high end of it. If we played 10 times, I think we've got a little bit better record as far as the win-loss record is concerned, but we're pretty close in that regard. So yeah, it's always a great matchup, you know, close proximity as far as the towns are concerned. So we always expect a huge crowd, and we always expect a very, very good game.
Kemper going to look maybe a little bit different this year. Same coaching staff except for different head coach. Most of the assistants all come back, but as you know, Chad Klein over at Boone now, Ryan Steinkamp elevated from one of the assistants to the head coach. How does that change how you guys prepare or at least what you're looking for from this team?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's just different. When you have a head coach, you know, obviously he's been a part of that program. I mean, he grew up and he played in that program and so forth, so he knows what the expectations are like in the Carroll community that way and over at Kemper. So, you know, you just don't know what to expect. I'd feel an awful lot better if we were playing him, you know, week two, week three. He had some film on him and so forth, but, you know, that always just adds a new challenge to the mix. You know, preparing for somebody that we don't know what kind of offense they're going to run, even though they have the same coaching staff. I mean, Ryan's going to have his say on what he wants to do offensively and defensively, so I'm sure there's going to be some changes that way. But our kids are just going to have to be able to adjust to what they're trying to throw at us on both sides of the ball and through the special teams. And, you know, if we can do that and we can play within our own abilities and not try and do too much and just recognize and do things within our own scheme, you know, I think we'll be in a pretty good ball game.
Coach, offensively for you guys, been able to go full house T, been able to spread. I know in talking with you in the past, it's always kind of seeing which one works. Do you have an idea of which one you feel more comfortable with coming into tonight's game?
You know, not necessarily. I mean, we've got some good size up front as far as our full house T is concerned, but we've got some really good skill kids on the edges as well when we go the spread set. So, you know, we've got a pretty good nucleus back, a pretty good mix as far as the alignment and the skills are concerned. So, you know, it's just one of those things. We're going to throw some different things at Kemper, and, you know, whatever we feel like we're the most successful with, we're probably going to stick with that.
Is there a change with what games mean this year due to the COVID and the shorter season, everybody making the playoffs, so it's not like you're playing for a playoff spot, but you are playing maybe to host in a playoff seed?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, and we still take a look at these non-district games as building games for us. You know, one of our major goals is to win our district, and we want to work to get to that point by game three. So we're probably going to, you know, have a lot of different kids on the field. We're going to see what's working for us. I mean, who gels together, who plays well together, and things like that. So by the time we hit week three, then we're ready to go for district play. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, you definitely want to win these first two non-district games, but at the same time, we got to put ourselves in a position to be successful week in and week out moving forward.
Coach, you just mentioned, you know, kind of getting prepared. What's the biggest areas you're concerned about coming into tonight's game?
Depth. You know, over the past couple of years, we felt that we've had at least two deep in every single position. This year, you know, we're two deep in some of the positions, but not every single one of them. So that's the reason that you're probably going to see a lot of different kids getting on the field as well. We're definitely going to go through some growing pains. I don't think there's any question about that. I think there's times that we're not going to look very gelled. We're not going to look very skilled in certain plays, and Kemper's probably going to make us look pretty silly at times. That's just one of the things that with that adversity, we're just going to have to get through that, and we're just going to have to keep bringing kids along and try and build that depth through and through.
Lose Zane Neubaum from last year. How's the kicking game look for you guys?
Yeah, Zane's a huge loss, no question. I mean, when you have the opportunity to kind of kick it in the end zone every single time and you have that comfort level, if, you know, you have your opponent starting on the 20, 25-yard line, that's a big key for us. But this year, you know, it's just kind of a work in progress. Our kickoff coverage and everything else is still going to be intact. It's just a matter of who's going to be kicking the ball for us. Right now we've got a couple of kids working at that, and that's Jaden Sword and Waylon Gemberling. Sword has shown signs of being able to put in the end zone. We just got to be able to do things on a consistent basis.
Well, Coach, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors pregame. I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you following the game tonight for the scoreboard show as well. But best of luck coming up tonight, and we'll catch up with you again here soon.
Thanks, Jeff. We always appreciate your time.
You bet. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll be back. Tom Hawkap, Doug Waniger, Dave Burks will have the call. That's coming up next on more of the Mackey Motors pregame here on Kick 106.7.